for $28.95. Gelmish & Sons has been around since 1950. Family run and family operated all these many years. And in St. Louis, we need to stick together these days. So for all of your heating and cooling needs, Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
We all have big dreams, whether it's buying a new home, paying off your bills, or even college tuition. Vincent Mortgage understands that sometimes we all need a little help. And that's why we're here. By using the equity in your home, you can turn these big dreams into a reality. Call today and let one of our experienced loan officers help you find the best options for your financial future. 314-839-9999 or visit VincentMortgage.com.
NMLS 225-095, 12801, Flushing Meadows, St. Louis, 63131.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
With Pizza Hut's new $5 flavor menu, any two or more of your favorites are just $5 each. It's Pizza Hut's best deal. Only at Pizza Hut.
The robots are coming. The robots are coming. The robots are coming.
The robots.
The robots are coming. The first robotics championship coming to St. Louis, and you're invited. Join the Kill Point Show, broadcasting live from the Dome at America Center, Friday, April 29th from 10 until 1. Hundreds of student robot teams ages 6 to 18 coming from all over the world to compete on special playing fields to see who's got the top bot. It's the Martin Kill Point Show, broadcasting live from the Dome at America Center, Friday, April 29th on the Big 550 KTRS.
How much is that jar in the window? The one with the wagony chair.
Yes, gather the pets around the radio because it's time for their favorite human, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He is your pet's best friend, and he's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's brought to you by the Cleve Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. Please download it. It works really well. And again, look, your AM and the PM, this is your cab company. Look, Cleve. I would call right now if I were you. Smartest thing you could do, because you'll get up on the board first on the screen and we'll take calls as they come in. You have a dog, a cat, an iguana, a snake, a crocodile, an alligator, an elephant, tiger. I'm not going to name all the animals on the earth. It just take too long. Get the idea. Whatever you have, he'll be happy to help you. Here we go. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free. 888-55. I just forgot it. 888-55. What is it?
550-KTRS.
What the heck happened?
I don't know.
What happened to me?
You started going 5555.
Get my doctor on the phone. Get him on the phone.
We have a doctor on the phone.
Well, get my other doctor on the phone. And scare them. 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, star KTRS. And now, from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Yeah. How are you, doctor?
I am AM in the PM.
Thank you. We're having delays on our electronic responses today. Somebody is not quite here.
You need to practice those phone numbers again?
No, you know what? I had like one of those just brain things where, and I've done it with simple things. Like, sure, my address is
we call it a brain fart.
Well, we don't talk like that here.
Oh, okay.
Peon, edit that
okay,
out.
I'll take it.
He'll edit that out. Are you ready to take some calls?
I am. How are you all doing?
Let me check. How are we doing? I guess we're doing okay. Dan's busy. He's taking calls.
Oh, okay, good.
Since we mentioned that, one more time quickly, then we'll jump right in. For those who didn't hear it, 969-KTRS, which is 587. No.
9-6-9-5-8-7.
Holy man. Hang on. Get my other doctor on the phone. Yeah, get both doctors on the phone. Tell them it's an emergency. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5-8. I'm not going to do this here.
Yeah,
most people on a star phone, so just call star.
A star phone?
Star? Just call star. You want us to give the numbers?
No, hold on. This is not even
314-969.
This is not even funny. I could be having a stroke.
5877.
I could be having a stroke. I was at the doctor's office this morning. He never mentioned you're having a stroke. Maybe I had it when I left. *KTRS from any cell phone. There actually was a star phone. It was called the StarTech, and it was a cell phone.
That little clamshell deal, wasn't it?
Yes, and when I got it, I thought I had the greatest thing that could ever possibly be invented. I can't believe you know what a StarTech was.
Oh, sure.
That was my dream.
That was the phone to have back. It was the top of the line.
You were the coolest had the StarTech.
So can you smile right now? Smile.
Yeah, see?
Okay, there you go.
Okay, no stroke. All right, let's get to the calls. Forget the phone numbers. You can call without it. You can call without them. You know what they are. Let's go to Rick. Rick, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. Thanks for your service.
No problem. How can I help you?
I have a cat question. We have a cat. We actually have two cats. The second one we purchased from the Humane Society last September. She was about 6 months old. Okay. We waited until she was almost a year to have her front claws removed.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of debate regarding that, but frankly, I won't have a cat with front claws that tears up furniture and stuff. But anyway. The cat will not. She's limping on one of the paws. It's been well over a month since she had surgery. One paw's fine. The other one's like she won't even put any pressure on. She doesn't seem to be in pain from it, but it doesn't. She won't run anymore. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that can be done, or she just...
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I would check the feet and make sure there's no open wounds and where they
close. Well, we've done that. You can squeeze on the paws, and it doesn't hurt her. That's why I wonder why she won't walk on them normally.
Yeah, the other thing I would do is have your veterinarian just take a little x-ray, because you can tell, let him show it to you, you can tell if the digit got cut too short and got into the second bone, because you're only supposed to cut off the first bone or the first digit, and sometimes they get a little bit further in, or they leave a little fragment of that first bone, and that can be painful when they try and move. So that would be the most logical suggestion. And then there are some, you have to be careful with cats, but there are some safe anti-inflammatories or pain medicines that you might try using, and your vet can kind of guide you through that. Okay?
Yep, thank you.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Anybody want to hear the only joke I know about paws?
Sure.
This little walrus up where it's real cold, way up north, sees his first polar bear. He's never seen one. He walked up to him and says, "Hey, what are you?" The polar bear says, "I'm a polar bear." Robert says, "Why the long paws?" He goes, "I don't know. I've always had them."
Thank you.
That's for you, children. Hang on to that for Halloween. Tom is next. Tom, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Dr. Doug, we've talked before. I had a dog that had a hard time getting up and down the steps. He's a black lab.
Uh-huh.
So we noticed he developed quite a limp in the front right paw. And we went to the veterinarian valley of the Ozarks, Dr. J on Highway 42, and they took some x-rays, and they had some issues about what they might see. So we went ahead and set the x-rays up to University of Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and have them kind of review things.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go ahead and tell you what they say, and do me a favor, don't make fun of the way I read this stuff. But there's a moderate amount of soft tissue swelling within the anterior fossa.
I missed that.
There's an increased opacity of the molecular cavity of the diaphysis of the right.
You know, probably the best thing to do would be to fax it to us or email it to us or go over it with your veterinarian, because I can't hear a thing you're saying of what you're trying to say. But
right, I'm sorry, I understand.
What did they tell you? I mean, they should have given you some direction after they did all that workup.
Well, basically, we're going to go and take them to an orthopedic doctor who's located over there on Manchester or on 141 by Manchester.
Yeah, that's a great group. That's the VSS group.
But I'm looking for some honesty out of these people as well. You know, this dog going to be able to come out of this? Or is it going to be an issue that's going to...
Well, again, I don't know what they were discovering, but if you want another opinion, I'm happy to give it to you. Or, you know, if you're close with your veterinarian, have them translate interpret what they told you. And then once we know what it is, then we can tell you what statistically is likely to happen and what they're going to suggest.
I wish I could read this stuff, but it's in a language that you understand, but not for me.
Yeah, but your veterinarian should be able to sit down with you and explain it. And again, if you can't get access to him, then just give me a call and we'll set up an appointment, okay?
Well, come Tuesday, I'll know more, but I appreciate your time. Thanks.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you, bud.
Hey, why? Bye-bye. How come, was that Tom?
Yes.
Yeah. How come, Doc... we need those big Latin-based words in any kind of medicine. Why can't they just call them something? Like, let's take, for example, the white part of your eye. You know what that's called? The sclera.
Sclera.
Why don't we just call it the white part of your eye? That way you don't have to explain to people, patients, or a dog, what we're talking about.
I don't know. I mean, is there a jargon that's specific to the radio industry?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Well, you just ruined my theory that, right. That we have to, I guess part of it is just history and building a science around terminology that is scientific. And then when you communicate with your patients, it's a different story.
Isn't hematoma a bruise?
Yeah, basically, I mean, it can be, that's kind of a generalized term, what we call a trash can term. But yeah, it's basically a collection of blood that's clotted, and over time it'll disappear because it'll be absorbed back into the body.
Okay, let's get Sarah in here. Sarah, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Sarah. How are you, honey?
I'm good. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What you got?
Hey, I have a Great Pyrenees. He's 4 years old, and I've had several of these dogs, but this one seems more susceptible to the heat.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering what your opinion is on having his hair trimmed.
Oh, I don't see any problem with that, as long as it's not too short. If it's too short, they can actually get sunburn. But yeah, I mean, I think that would be useful for him.
Okay, yeah. Great, because I had heard that they have fair skin and that might be an issue, but just...
just don't keep it so short. You know, you just want to trim it down and keep a coat over it, and I think you'll do fine. And The other area they often get sensitive is right around the muzzle on top where it's exposed and you don't have as much hair there, and they can get sunburned there and stuff like that. So your reasoning is correct, but I wouldn't worry about that. Just do it correctly.
Okay, great. Thanks so
much. Good luck, honey. Bye-bye.
Shoot, what happened to my mic? There it is. Thank you, Sarah. My screen just flickered on me. Oh, I'm back. Okay, now we go to Sandy. Sandy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, how are you gentlemen today?
Well, gentlemen, we're fine. You threw us with that.
Yeah.
We're not used to that.
Hi, Sandy. How are you? This is Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Thank you for offering the service.
No problem.
I have a 1.5-year-old Doberman Pinscher who is recovering from ACL surgery. Everything went great, fine, no issues. She's on the way. But she's got a bout, if you will, of garbage gut. We don't know if she got, and into the trash can, but we've been finding little surprises on the carpet. So we took her off her food, did not feed her for 24 hours. Started her on the rice and hamburger diet, which she's very much enjoying.
Sure.
But we've not seen any movement, so to speak, in the last 2 days.
So she was having little plops of diarrhea.
Correct. So we took away her food and then
Not unusual in my experience that after you start controlling the diarrhea with your management, and if you may or may not be using medication, but a lot of times you'll get a kind of reflex response, which is often a little constipation. So what you're describing isn't particularly unusual. What you could do is increase the water content of the food. If it's dry food, water it down a little bit and try and encourage more drinking. Some people, and you might talk to your vet about this first, but they might suggest a bit of a softener, stool softener that might be useful, or even a little vegetable oil might help. You might get some more diarrhea again, but if you want to get things moving. Otherwise, just kind of wait it out, and like I said, keep a pretty good water content, and I think they'll come out of it. If they're straining to try and poop all the time, then you got to take them in and see if they're constipated or something else we call obstipated.
Correct. I have not even seen any attempts, but we also have her on the azithromycin, 2 tablets twice a day, because she can't be running on the knee for another 4 weeks. So
That's,
I kind of think of the opioid type constipation.
Opioid. If it was an opioid, it would slow the bowel down, but this is a totally different drug group, and I have never seen it personally cause constipation. So it's a phenothiazine derivative.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I was going to say, it's a phenocytosis driven.
Yeah, right. Like I said, either obstipation, constipation, or, you know, in common terms, a stuffed up butt.
Oh, that's
boy.
It.
I did that with Frank.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Have a good
one. No. I was going to do one last call.
Well, I think we have to break earlier than normal.
You're the boss.
Yeah.
I guess we do. Well, there you go. Dr. Pion doesn't like you, so we're going to break early. You want to do this next week?
I sure do. Thank you all so much.
Dr. Doug Protocol, everybody, your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. You know, I think by now the app, it's STL Taxi. It's free. Download it. It works. It's a great app. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll have a special guest we'll talk with. But first, Tim Wiley, what's going on?
Severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550, KTRS.
RS.
Depend on it.
Meet me.
All right, we're gonna catch up with Tim again. He was having some problems, some technical issues. Tim, we'll edit all of that out.
Okay.
And we'll just go. And now let's check traffic with Tim Weiland.
Okay, we have southbound 55 drivers slowing from about Weber Road down through Rivas Barracks. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're heavy. It looks like right now it's from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. You also have slow traffic on southbound 270 now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. They cleared the accident Telegraph and Porter. So southbound Telegraph should be thinning out. Just normal volume now between 255 and Yeager. This report brought to you by Panera Bread. Get mom something she'll love. A Panera Bread gift card. She'll love it because you'll get a gift too. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local Panera for terms and restrictions. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea. Hallmark Stone is a wholesale fabricator of granite and quartz countertops. They normally only sell to kitchen and bath shops, home stores, remodelers, and builders like me. Once a year, they open their doors to the general public to benefit Annie's Hope and Carney's Kids charities. This Saturday and Sunday is that weekend. It's the Hallmark Stone Granite Remnant Sale, where you can buy granite remnants for up to 50% off retail pricing. Remnants are great for vanity tops, fireplace surrounds, small bar tops, and more. Jim McMillan and myself will be broadcasting the Inside Out Show this Saturday from 11 to 1. So come on. And say hi. Hallmark Stone is located off I-44 at the Soccer Park exit. For directions, call 636-349-1288, or better yet, check out their website at hallmarkstone.com. Enjoy extreme savings while benefiting local charities. What a great combination. Stop by Hallmark Stone's Granite Remnant Sale this Saturday and Sunday only. For directions, visit their website at hallmarkstone.com.
Chronic low back pain takes a toll on almost every aspect of a person's life. 2 in 5 pain sufferers experience such severe pain that they are unable to work, and 3 in 5 are unable to engage in routine activities of daily living. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study of an investigational pain medication. If you suffer from chronic low back pain, you may qualify to participate. Qualified participants 35 years or older will receive study-related care and investigational medication at no cost. Reimbursement for travel may be provided. To learn more, call Radiant Research at 636-225-5669. That's 636-225-5669. Every day, people from all over the world participate in research studies to help improve the quality of life for others in the future. Again, if you are 35 years or older and have chronic low back pain, call Radiant Research at 636-225-5669. That's 636-225-5669. Or visit us online at radiantresearch.com.
This is a life-changing message of freedom for anyone who uses medical oxygen and is tired of being held captive by a heavy oxygen tank.
Now there's a lightweight, portable oxygen concentrator that gives you the freedom and independence to go wherever you want, whenever you want, without dragging around a heavy oxygen tank. It's the revolutionary Inogen 1 G3. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days by calling 1-800-700-0141. Not only is its advanced design incredibly lightweight, the Inogen 1 G3 also creates its own oxygen, so you never run out, with no heavy tank to refill or replace. Even better, you can add a double battery to enjoy up to 9 full hours of freedom and mobility. The Inogen 1 G3 is FAA approved too, so you can finally travel again. Give yourself the freedom to go anywhere you want. Call now for your risk-free 30-day trial. 1-800-700-0141. That's 1-800-700-0141.
Applicable for purchase only. Restocking fee may apply.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
The hardest part of any home project is the heavy lifting. But with the Works Aero Cart, the 8-in-1 all-purpose carrier, I can easily move the heaviest loads. The Aero Cart is a wheelbarrow, trailer mover, rock and plant mover, a dolly, bag holder, and more. Its turbo lift technology makes 200 pounds feel like 17. Move it all, lift it all, do it all by yourself. It's Works season. Find the Works Aero Cart in the garden section at your local Home Depot.
The 2016 St. Louis FC season kicked off with a sold-out home opener at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Next up is the Vancouver Whitecaps on Saturday, April 30th. The first 3,500 fans over 21 receive a St. Louis FC jersey koozie. And don't miss the jersey raffle, where you can win a game-worn jersey. Get your tickets now. Professional soccer is back. For season tickets or individual game tickets, call 636-680-09. Or go to stlouisfc.com.
Ask yourself the following question. How healthy are you? Living a healthy lifestyle free from illness and poor medical conditions is not as hard as you think. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., listen to Naturally Speaking from the Institute of Natural Health. You'll learn how to achieve wellness naturally by putting the focus on the person, not the condition. There really is a better way to live. Listen to Naturally Speaking, Sundays at 5 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for them? I have a $600 down here, now $10, now $25, now $35, now $50, now $60, really give me $60, now $75, $75, another $85 on the bottom there. There was a boy.
That's a guy named Leroy Van Dyke. In the 60s, he had a hit with a song called The Auctioneer. And the reason we're playing is there's a guy on the phone right now who's probably laughing at this guy's abilities, because the man I have on the phone is billed as the world's most knowledgeable auctioneer. Would you please welcome Dave Watkins?
Yeah.
Hello, Dave.
Hi. I just want to clarify your statement.
Okay.
I'm the most knowledgeable auctioneer of antique Persian and Oriental rugs.
Oh.
Not the most knowledgeable auctioneer of everything.
Well, you might be. You don't know. You might be the most knowledgeable about everything. Is that... the reason we're doing this is this weekend, Amini's down in Chesterfield Valley is having an auction. It's total rug liquidation, Oriental rug auction, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, and I'll give folks the time later. First of all, you're obviously very British. How long have you been in this country?
I came to this country in 1978, and actually I'm not British. I'm from Rhodesia, or Zimbabwe, as it's called today.
That's what I meant.
It was a British colony,
yeah.
And I was born and raised there, and I went to university in Cape Town in South Africa. And I lived in South Africa for about 14 years, which included 3 years of university.
Okay. Now, let's get to the auctioneering thing. Is this all you do? And is it all you do in the sense that the only auctions you do are for fine rugs?
No, I do fine rugs and collectibles. When you auction, it's different auctioning in a store like a Meanies to, say, auctioning at a Sotheby's or a Christie's.
Okay.
When you auction at Sotheby's or Christie's, the prestige of the house is there. So the credibility is there as soon as you get up onto the podium.
Okay.
When you auction at an Meanies, you have to get the public to trust you. And my method of getting the public to trust me is to basically educate them about rugs. If somebody comes to the auction this weekend, they will learn a tremendous amount about rugs. I know more about rugs than most importers.
Okay,
and during the course of the afternoon, I give a lot of information to the public about rugs, and so I find that a lot of clients come session after session because it's like a combination auction and seminar.
All right, you establish your credibility right up front with the audience. Let me give you a hypothetical situation here. I'm assuming you can take a rug and you can look to the front and the back and the edges, and you can tell roughly what that rug ought to be worth, maybe even where it's from. Just real quickly, so that we get an idea of what you know that we don't, what do you look for when you pick up a rug? I know there's knotting and so many knots per square inch. That's about all I know.
The first thing is I don't need to look at the tag to tell you where it's from or what it is.
Wow.
I look at the tag more to get the exact size, because when people buy something, they know the measurements they can use or can't use. Okay. Now, rugs from different countries have a very distinctive handwriting. The same way as somebody doesn't need to look at a Ferrari or a Lexus to say that car's a Ferrari, that car's a Lexus, that car's a Cadillac.
Chevy, or that car's a Toyota. Right.
So it's the same with rugs. Every country has a distinctive handwriting which doesn't look apparent to the public at first, but is very apparent to us.
Okay. What's the most expensive rug you ever auctioned off?
Okay. I sold a rug for $110,000 in Tucson, Arizona. And the person who bought it was very knowledgeable. In fact, I had two knowledgeable people competing, and the fellow who won almost did a backward somersault. He was so ecstatic. He knew he had got, if God forbid anything happened to that piece, he would never, ever, ever be able to replace it.
Now, did he get a good deal at $110,000?
He got a fantastic deal, and what you must understand is rugs is a combination of art and history. Okay.
Right.
It's now being recognized as art, and Sotheby's have sold several rugs at auction over $10 million.
Whoa!
Okay. And much higher.
A piece? Each rug over $10 million?
Each rug, yes. And it's not surprising, you know, I was doing an auction in Tucson, this auction that I told you about, and this woman came on, and there was a beautiful rug on the podium.
Yeah.
And she said she didn't know that she was talking to the owner. And she said to the owner, how much do you think this rug will go for? And he said, it shouldn't go for less than $150,000, you see. But he said, it's an auction, who knows? So she laughed at him, but it was really a horrible, disgusting laugh. You know what I mean? It was an insulting laugh. It wasn't...
It was a laugh like, you don't know what you're talking about. Okay. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. So he didn't say anything. He went up to his office, and he brought back a Sotheby's catalog. And he handed her a piece of paper, and he said, yeah, I've written down the details for you. This is the catalog number. This is the date of the auction. This is the item number, and it was a Picasso. And it had a few squiggles. And he said to her, this Picasso sold for $40 million.
$40 million.
So he said, call Sotheby's, give them the catalog number, give them all the data I've given you, and they will confirm it. So he said, and it was just a few squiggles. So he said to her, tell me, when Picasso painted this painting, did it take him 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or 1 hour? And during the process, did he have one glass of wine, two glasses, he said one glass of red wine, two glasses, three glasses, or the whole bottle? And he showed her the rug, and he said, that rug took five women 8 years to make.
Well, hold on. Five women, 8 years to make one rug. And listen, Dave, I don't know much about, I have a really nice Oriental rug. But I remember when I was trying to learn about them years ago, I went through a phase where I wanted to know. It was because of a guy that I worked for
was really into
these rugs. Now, my point is this. I learned that Sometimes the reason these rugs are so expensive and that so many of them will last for generations is that it does take sometimes a family or a group of people years to hand weave these rugs. And that's what you're paying for.
Well,
it is like hard work.
What people don't realize is that, first of all, to make a good rug, you need wool from sheep raised in extreme cold. The colder the climate the sheep are raised in, the wool becomes thinner, thicker.
I think this guy knows
the same way as you wear layers of clothing during winter to protect you from cold. So the thinner wool insulates the sheep. It creates a buffer between the air and what is underneath the wool. And to make a great rug, we really look for the wool from the neck and chest area. That's the best wool on the sheep. Okay.
Well, you know what? You don't even have to say
neck
anymore. I can already tell.
Wow.
You know about 800 times more about this than I even thought you did, and I already knew you were the most knowledgeable auctioneer in the world about rugs and fine collectibles. So here's what we'll do.
Yes.
This Saturday, I'm going to ask you to do this because I can't help it. And maybe it's you're a pretty classy guy. You're on the wrong show, by the way. You don't fit in here at all. But I'm going to give you, before I give the times, I'm going to give you a scenario here. You're holding a rug and you're auctioning it, and the current bid is, and folks, I don't want any of you listening to think that you're going to be going to an auction where you have to spend $100,000. Not true. You can buy rugs for hundreds or thousands of dollars. But let's say you have a rug and you're at $1,400. You're looking for $1,500. You take it from there.
$1,400 bid. Somebody give me $15. I've got to love the $1,400 on the piece. Somebody give me $15. $1,500 is bid now. $16. $17, new bidder. Thank you very much. $18 to you, sir. Thank you. $1,900 I've got. $2,000. Don't hesitate. You'll waste more than that at McDonald's.
I'll take it for
$2,000. Yeah. $30,000. Okay. Dave, I got a feeling, too, that you're going to intersperse that. If things are slow and you're holding a rug up, or you're showing a rug and it's not getting what it deserves or should be getting, got a feeling you'll intersperse some educational information about that rug.
Okay,
to people.
Just a reminder to your public, there are no reserves on many pieces.
But there are some.
But there are some that have a reserve.
Most do not have a reserve.
Okay, Amini's have given me the latitude that if I have two rugs, let's say I've got two rugs, and I'm going to make them good rugs. He needs $5,000 for each. All okay. Right. And let's say I sell the first one for $7,000. Then I can sell another rug that he wants for $5,000 for only $3,000, even though that would be 40% less than what he needed before. Do you follow what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
And the prices that Minis are allowing me to sell the rugs are ridiculous. Okay. He's really, really, if he does have a minimum, the minimums are way below cost in many cases. So people can get, as I always say, get the rug of your dreams at your price. And very, very high quality pieces.
I wish I'd had you with me when we were in New York City. My wife insisted many, many years ago that we go to New York City. Everybody should see New York City. Well, I went. I hated it. I don't like cities. I don't like crowds of people. But on the heart of the shopping, whatever, Fifth Avenue or whatever it is, there was a rug dealer, and he had these beautiful handmade oriental rugs. And I got suckered in and taken in. I thought, oh my goodness, we'll pull in the dining room. I found out later, and I'm sure that you're familiar with this, the guy was absolutely full of crap. He was telling me they were going out of business. I had to get rid of these rugs. So later that day, we met a friend of ours that we knew in New York, and he said, that guy's been going out of business for 15 years. Don't buy that rug. That rug is five times what it ought to cost. So there are things people absolutely need to know before they spend money for a rug, and you're there to make sure they know it.
First of all, any auctioneer is worth his salt. You have to have a credibility with the public.
Well, I think you do.
When I go to certain cities, if my name is in the ad, a hell of a lot of people show up because I don't play games with the public. And if the tag is incorrect, in other words, if somebody says it's a Serapi and it's really very good Heriz, and there's a radical difference in value.
Yeah, you're telling me.
I'm going to say this is very good Heriz. And I don't work for people who I don't trust and like, because I cannot afford for my reputation to be damaged.
Wow. I think you're the real deal, and I think you've established that credibility with our audience. Let me mention, it's Saturday at Amini's, April 30th is Saturday, 3 o'clock p.m., right. Of course. Sunday, May 1st, 3 o'clock.
Right.
And Monday the 2nd at 7 p.m. So all you folks have plenty of opportunities and plenty
right.
of time
and
to go see this.
And preview is 2 hours before the start of each session. We do the rugs by request. That way people don't have to, they can come and choose the rugs they want to auction first.
Ah, okay.
Once we've done those, then, you know, we take a few of each size and we auction them. But if they want a rug, or let's say a woman has to go and fetch her kid at 5 o'clock, she doesn't want to be in a situation where her rug hasn't come up. So she can come to us and say, look, I have to leave here by 4:45. Can you get my rug up? And we'll accommodate her.
All right, we're out of time. Dave, it's been a pleasure. I have no doubt you are the world's most knowledgeable auctioneer when it comes to these rugs. Have a great time in St. Louis. We'll see you this weekend.
Love to be there. Always enjoy coming to St. Louis.
All right, thank you, Dave. Dave
thank
Watkins,
you.
How about that guy?
Yeah.
You think he knows something about
rugs? Oh,
man. A little bit.
He started talking about, I know what he's talking about. And sheep raised in cold weather make more expensive wool for handmade rugs and sheep. Who'd know that except him?
Yeah.
So again, it's this Saturday, 3 o'clock, this Sunday, 3 o'clock, and Monday, 7 o'clock. No reserves on most pieces. There are some reserves, meaning there's a minimum they'll take, because they're just taking such a huge loss, they couldn't go below that. And the preview is every day, 2 hours before each auction. If you want to know more, go to Amini's website, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
And we have a check on traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, if you're coming in on eastbound 40, you've had there was an earlier accident. It's off on the shoulder and in the safety beam now at Maryville Center. The traffic is running pretty slow between Chesterfield Parkway East up through Maryville Center. Now, southbound 270 is really not that bad. You're running slow from about Highway 40 down to a little south of
Doherty Ferry. Looked like southbound 55, that was running heavy, like I said, from Weber Road through Rivas Ferrix. If you're on westbound 70, a little bit slow as you go past Jennings Station, Lucas and Hunt, again, west of 270 out through Highway 94, and eastbound 270 is slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through 170. This traffic report is brought to you by GoDaddy. Sales drive your business. Customers drive sales. GoDaddy helps you drive both with memorable domains, online marketing tools, and 24/7 help. Go you, GoDaddy. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Live and local.
And local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Attention, all timeshare owners. Were you a victim of a high-pressure or dishonest timeshare sales agent? Were you confused with what you were buying or didn't provide what you were promised? Do you feel that you overpaid for your timeshare, can't afford it, or do you simply not use it anymore and just want out? If you answered yes to any of these questions, we can help. We're Timeshare Compliance, and every day we help hundreds of timeshare victims protect their rights. Our team can legally terminate your timeshare agreement, ending the payments forever, saving you thousands. In some cases, we can even get you a refund of the fees you previously paid. But you must act now. Call 800-811-7670 or visit timesharecompliance.com for a free consultation. We can help you save thousands, but only if you call 800-811-7670 or visit timesharecompliance.com for an absolutely free consultation. That's 800-811-7670 or TimeshareCompliance.com.
Martin and Randy live on the road Wednesday, May 4th at Edible Arrangements in De Pere on Manchester Road.
Don't go anywhere else for mom. The Edible Arrangements in De Pere on Manchester, close to the highway, is the only location offering a KTRS special.
Mention KTRS when you call to place that order at the De Pere location and you'll receive $13.99 off any $50 order. That's the price of delivery for free. But you must go to the Edible Arrangements location in De Pere off Manchester near Highway 270 to get the KTRS special.
See you Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the Martin Kilcoin Show.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland. Oh, is he downtown? I forgot to ask.
No, he's in Naples.
Somebody didn't put that on the screen.
Sorry about that.
Edit all that out.
All right.
From Naples, Florida, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpers and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM to PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free, and it works. Please, this is the only cab you want to get if you're AM to PM, and that's a Laclede Cab. And now from Naples, Florida, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon from the Paradise Coast, they call this down here in Naples, Florida.
Never been there.
Pretty nice people, actually. A lot of very wealthy people, a lot of snowbirds. You've heard the term snowbird.
Yes.
A lot of people come down here for the winter. But, yeah, nice place. Well, we got a teacher in Arkansas that's apparently in trouble for giving underage students alcohol. Yeah, that's in Arkansas. Although, to be fair, just because you're in the eighth grade in Arkansas doesn't mean you're under 21.
Well, that's true.
Yep. Just kidding. I love Arkansas. And here in Florida, we've got a 95-year-old man that shot a hole-in-one the other day. Yeah. He was shocked, mostly because he had no idea he was playing golf.
Dementia humor.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Speaking of old people, a 105-year-old woman the other day in California threw out the first pitch in a baseball game. Yeah. It's great to see Barbara Walters still out there doing stuff.
Sure is. Sure is, Bill.
And finally, this afternoon. Well, an analyst for Time Magazine says the key to survival for the Republican Party is bringing in young women. That's the key to survival for the Republican Party. When told this, Bill Clinton said, hey, man, that's the key to every party.
Yeah. That's Bill for you.
The young women.
That's our
Bill
first gentleman, sex? Our future first gentleman.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess that's what they're called.
First man?
Yeah. I don't know. I hope we don't get to find out.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm with you on that one. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company in downtown Naples, Florida. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
I'm not supposed to express any political leanings here. Edit that out, okay?
Okay.
I
yeah.
want people to hear that. In 1999, of the people who were deceased in that year, 24.8% were cremated. Let's go forward to 6 years. 2005, 32.3%. This is from the Funeral Homeowners Association, blah, blah, blah. So from 24.8 in 99 to 32.3 in 2005, then 5 years past that, 2010, 40.4% were cremated. Last year, 2015, 48.5, almost half of the people who passed away were cremated. And they say in just four more years. And it sounds, I can't get accustomed to the fact that it'll be 2020 in 4 years. We'll be at 56.2, and by 2030, 71% of people will be cremated. So you can see the trend, and I'm part of that trend. I've been all for that for a long time, which brings me to Calmer Memorial Services. That's with a K, K-A-L-M-E-R, Calmer Memorial Services in Illinois, and American Cremation in on the Missouri side in St. Louis. One of the great things about cremation is you have so many other options after the fact. A lot of families choose to do some kind of a memorial or a celebration thing, and they could do it at the local tavern. They could do it at the American Legion Hall. They could do it at home. They could do it at a business. The funeral business is not what it used to be, and it doesn't need to be and isn't, unless you let it be, as expensive as it has been for way too many years. The cost of the average funeral in this country is somewhere in the neighborhood of $8,000. That's average. That's ridiculous. Go to frankopinion.com, go to sponsors, and click on, if you're in Illinois or Missouri, it'll show you where to click, and listen to Joe Calmer's message. It's a good one. It's 5 o'clock.